Very warm temperatures will evolve across the U.S. plains today, and will be headed into the Midwest as we move out through Friday and into part of the weekend. The majority of the precipitation potentials for the region are fairly low until we get to the late weekend, early part of next week. And the snow that's present across a big part of the lower eastern Midwest will disappear as we get involved with this warmer weather trend. Temperatures this morning are running mostly in the upper 20s into the 30s across a big part of the Midwest, but there are some extremes. In fact, parts of Michigan reported some single-digit and teen readings this morning. There was also some teens across parts of Wisconsin. In contrast, temperatures in eastern Kansas and western Missouri are already in the 40s to around 50 degrees this morning. That is indicative of the heat that's building up across the central and southern plains. Temperatures this afternoon are likely to breach 80 degrees all the way up to the Nebraska-Kansas border, and we may even see temperatures come close to 90 in parts of the southwest U.S. plains. The heat will continue Friday and Saturday in the southern plains, Texas and Oklahoma in particular, while Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado will see temperatures just a little bit less warm, but we will still see readings well above average. As we move through the latter part of the weekend and into early next week, there will be a more meaningful cool-off period, and we'll see temperatures come down to a more seasonably warm range. We'll still, though, see temperatures in the 50s and 60s in quite a few areas, with perhaps a few lower 70s still prevailing in the southern plains. The Midwest will likely see some of this warmth, but because we do have snow on the ground and because our soil temperatures are much colder than those out in the plains, we won't be allowed to warm quite as well as our neighbors to the west. We'll still see temperatures work their way up into the 60s and perhaps some lower 70s as we get into the weekend. Today we'll struggle, though, to get as warm as our friends to the west, mainly because of the snow cover that's on the ground. The temperatures this afternoon across a big part of the Midwest, the lower Midwest in particular, will be limited to 30s and 40s, with a few 50s from southern and western Illinois into parts of the Tennessee and western Kentucky. It will be much warmer, of course, in Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska, where we'll see some 60 and 70 degree temperatures. Well, we'll see the highs in the lower Midwest tomorrow working their way into the 50s and 60s, with temperatures over 70 in southwestern Illinois and parts of Missouri, and we'll look for the temperatures even on Saturday to continue to be in the 60s and lower 70s across the lowermost parts of the Midwest. In contrast, temperatures in the northern portions of the region, mostly the Great Lakes region, will be in the 40s and 50s over these next couple of days, or in particular on Friday and Saturday. Some cooling will occur after that, but next week's temperatures are not as cold advertised today in the model data than as they were yesterday, and we don't have the big nor'easter that's expected or was expected to move up the Atlantic coast next week. Some of that may change. We may see the models back up into a little bit more of a cooler bias for a little while in future model runs, but for right now, the Midwest has nothing to worry about as far as a major winter storm or temperatures turning bitterly cold. It should stay a much milder forecast for a while. In South America, everything is status quo today. There's still no reason for us to expect a huge problem in Brazil or Argentina. I just can't find any reason for hurting the crops any more than they were already, and that really wasn't very impressive. We're still watching other areas in the world, but I think the most interesting weather is right here in the U.S. and parts of Canada. We do still have quite a bit of dryness occurring in the southwestern corner of the Canadian prairies and the northwestern U.S. plains, and of course now we've got the heat building up across the southern plains, so winter wheat in the U.S. will continue to be closely monitored as we move forward through the next couple of weeks. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.